As Indigenous people, our history is documented by our storytellers. The National Film Board of Canada understands the importance of this role and is thrilled to share its collection of over 250 Indigenous-made works with you. Step into the world of First Nations, Inuit, and Métis with online and community screenings. These stories will inspire and initiate conversations on identity, family, community, and nationhood. To learn more or to host a screening in your community, email wideawake@nfb.ca.
We're in the midst of Fund Drive, the midst. We're in the throes of fundraising passion. You can call our pledge line from 9 in the morning until 9 at night, 343-8881, or donate online, luradio.ca/fundrive. And you spell Fund Drive, F-U-N-D-D-R-I-V-E. So call the line from 9 until 9, 343-8881, or donate online at luradio.ca/fundrive, 102.7 FM, CILU.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. For now, to the people at home in the crowd, it keeps coming anyhow. Don't decoy your voice, don't make me avoid the topic, cause that ain't gonna stop it. Wow, wow, wow.
Now we talk about sex on the radio, and video shows. Many will know that anything goes. Take a needle, press pause. Will that stop us? I doubt it. All right then, come on and spin.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. How to try make any man's eyes pop. Fellas drool like fools, but then again they're only human. The chick was a hit cause her body was a booming.
Wow, wow, wow.
No love, just sex for the nights with a check and a note that last night. That last night was dope. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all
the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Having Sex with Megan.
And Celine.
On 102.7 CILU.
The radio.
And online streaming, luradio.ca/listen.
Not live streaming this week.
Not live streaming this week.
I just didn't feel
internet.
Like
the internet. We just didn't feel like being looked at. That's why we do a radio show. So that we can wear whatever we want.
Sunday vibes.
And look however we want. So you can listen to it and just, you know.
Picture.
Watch a show muted.
Yes.
And then listen to us talk, maybe.
Yeah.
Get multiple different streams of interaction.
Just confuse your brain.
Do it.
Yeah.
It sounds fun to me.
The deer across the street.
Actually, they're still there. I can see them out the window currently.
Oh my God, my angels.
As I speak to you. It's great. The sun is still out. We're loving that.
Uh-huh. It's nice out.
It's a Sunday.
Sputumus, Gorgina.
What more could you ask for?
Literally nothing, Meg.
It's International Women's Day also.
Work, yes.
It's fun to drive.
There's too much going on
there's
right
too
now.
Much going on this Sunday, excited, honestly. Meg, I don't know how to like talk about all the things that I want to talk about in such a small format as this, our 1 hour sex show.
We need some more hours, actually.
I need some more hours.
I'm going to need more
hours. I'm
going
to need Robin
you.
To give us his hour because I can't be contained to just one.
I can't be tamed.
Real. How was your week?
It was a lot. Pisces season's really getting to me.
It's almost over, isn't it?
Hopefully. You know those memes?
You can't take all the energy.
You know those memes that are like, me to my friends, oh, I think I found someone to date, and then it's like 2 days later, never mind? That's like literally me this week, so.
Oh, I have to I feel like I have a friend who once sent those exact texts. Not meaning to be a meme.
Not memeing.
But just being serious because something horrible happened.
Was the friend me?
No.
Okay, good.
It was not. I would never.
I'm like, wow, how dare you.
I'll tell you
me
about it
me.
After, though. I'll show you some. It's really funny.
I can't wait.
But yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm sorry that happened to you.
You know what? I'm over it.
Good. Good, because, you know, men aren't worth anything. Yeah. So it's International Women's Day. I don't care how about their feelings.
Exactly.
At all. Not today. Not an International Women's
Meg.
Day.
Work.
I don't care.
Not on this day.
It's about the women's
not
only.
Not on our day.
The women's only. That's all I care about. I got so up in the women's spirit last night. I was like, I could not. I tweeted. I was on a whole thing. I was like, why do they even exist today? Just get out for now.
I loved that tweet. And it really resonated with me this week.
Specifically this week.
Specifically,
you were like, yeah.
I was like, yes, correct.
I would bully any man who tried to approach you. It's true.
It's
I actually am just like that in general and have been since before I knew that I couldn't date men. I was very mean to them.
Well, you know what? They were mean to me.
In general.
So
they've never been like very
that.
Nice to me. So it's not like I was like, oh, these nice men, I'm going to be mean to them. Just they were mean to me. So I was mean back.
Yes.
Which is not how.
A powerful woman. It's powerful queen.
I'm not changing it now. I'm not changing my habits now. It's too late.
It is who you is.
We're on the train. It's happening.
How was your week? You were a bit sick, right?
I was a bit sick. I was actually like off the radar like Monday through
I know
Wednesday.
I didn't hear from you and I was
I
like
did not
are
text
we not friends
any-
anymore. I was like, she must have
you
really
like,
got sick of me.
Pisces season really got to Meg. She can't take it. It did actually get to me and it physically got me sick.
I genuinely thought you didn't want to be my friend. I'm not even joking you. I literally was like, uh-oh, okay, it's over. It was a good run. I guess.
I saw all of these texts building up and people tagging me in tweets and sending me stuff on Instagram. I was physically too weak to do anything about it. I was like,
I hope
people recognize that I'm just dying and not actually like ignoring them. And then on Wednesday, I think, or Thursday, I think I tweeted, wow, I've been in and out of consciousness for 3 days. Hope I didn't miss anything.
Right.
Because genuinely, I just couldn't get out of bed or do anything productive. You know, people are like, oh, I got sick and I binge watched an entire season of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do that. When I get sick, I'm so sick I can't go to work or I'm not sick.
Okay.
Those are the only two options for me.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm so sick that I physically can't operate or I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing with this small cough I have.
Full out.
It's, I don't know why.
All or nothing.
I haven't been this sick in a long time, though. It was not a good time.
Odd.
Yeah.
Terrible timing.
I only ever get sick for like a day, and it's usually like I just have a cough or I have a runny nose, and I'm like, this is whatever, this is fine. Mm-hmm. I can work through this, it's annoying, but whatever. And then for some reason, just like body aches, can't stand up, can't regulate my temperature, all over the place. It was not good. My mom was like, yeah, I missed you when you were hanging out in the basement. I was like, I wasn't hanging out. I physically couldn't get up the stairs, mom. Like, what is going? Everyone just thought I was chilling for 3 days when I didn't go to work.
I could have helped you on the stairs once again.
It's so funny, though, that everyone was like, you thought Meg was just chilling. I was sick.
I did not think you were just chilling. I thought you hated me. It was not a chill time.
I was taking a direct action against you.
I had so many questions. I had to Google them. I couldn't ask you. It was ridiculous.
You were like, I'm lost. The source of all information.
Yeah.
I have to go to the personal internet.
Ask Jeeves, and now I have to Google it by myself. It was really hard. I didn't know what to do. How could you do that to me?
Next time I get sick.
You gotta warn me.
There's an alarm on your tweets and your texts so that I know that I have to answer those ones, because it will just end badly if I don't.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so it was quite an eventful week.
Yes.
But we're back.
We're back.
We're trying our best.
We're surviving.
We're doing our best. That's about all we can do.
Right?
It's fun to drive.
Mm-hmm. Fun drive.
Woo, woo, woo. It's a once yearly event at the LU radio station.
Drive for funds.
Drive for funds. F-U-N-D funds.
But also
whenever
F-U-N.
I say it, it's fun, but it's also for funds.
Right.
You know? Raising money for the radio station. It's a community and campus run radio station.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for profit. We're doing lots of cool stuff for the community. We put on lots of events. We do lots of advertising for local community things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
We get lots of members of the community on the radio.
Yes.
As you know, we had Dr. Bella on here.
Mm-hmm.
We had
our pal M.
Had our pal M. We're looking for more guests. But you know,
anyone
like,
wanna talk
we
to
get
us?
Lots of people from the community come on the radio, people who might not otherwise get to be on a radio station or have this kind of platform.
Yeah.
So it's a really worthwhile thing to support. And you also get like many members of the community hosting shows and then bringing like different types of music and different types of conversation to the radio, which you would not otherwise get on like a big name brand station.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is super cool.
We're the best.
We're the best, essentially.
As a station, not just us specifically.
Well, I mean, we specifically are the best, and that's good reason to donate for sure. But also, the whole station is really cool.
Yeah.
There's something for everyone too. That's what I always say. Like, even if you're like, I don't really like metal music.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to listen to the metal music show, but there's definitely a show that has music that you will like, that has a personality who talks in between songs that you will like. Our show.
We appeal to everyone.
Specifically. Just kidding. Jesse before us has something for everyone.
The bops. I always discover something new.
And it's 2 hours, and he gets like a really good flow going. You can just play it in the background while you do literally anything.
I wish you guys could see him bopping, because it would really add to the whole experience.
It actually, I feel like it should be. Sometimes I'm like, radio is not enough. The audio is not enough. There should be visual.
Yeah.
I think we might have to do that. 1 year for Fun Drive, just be like, we're doing a live stream, a physical live stream of Jesse bopping to his own show, because it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so fun. It's the best. So basically, we need you to donate to keep this thing going, because it's a pretty like bare bones operation. We're not running on a lot of staff. We're not running on a lot of money. Not a lot of tech.
We're
running on a lot of love, but we still need some cash, because this is the world that we live in.
Right.
How do you donate, you may ask? There's a couple different ways.
You may ask yourself.
Why? This is not my beautiful wife. No, just kidding. You can call the hotline.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a call donate hotline, like those ones that they do for like hurricane relief and stuff.
Yes.
But not. Runs 9 to 9.
Okay.
It's 807-343-8881.
That's a good number.
It's a good one. It's really...
Get the numerologist in here. That's a good number.
Let's get some information on what these numbers mean, because I have good vibes from them.
Yeah.
And then there's someone, an operator on the other end of the line, will take your call and take your donation.
You guys can chat.
You guys can chat. You can ask them some
questions.
Make a new
friend.
If you want.
Yeah.
Why not? And then you can donate in the community. I know we're going to have a table at the country market on the 14th, whatever next Saturday is. So you can donate there physically, mm-hmm. and there will be some prizes available then. Or mm-hmm. you can donate online at luradio.ca/fundrive, mm-hmm. and then click the donate button, which will then send you to our PayPal page. So if you have a PayPal, you can donate through that. I think you can just use a credit card as well. If
you, you can also use a debit credit.
And you can use a debit credit as well. So there's lots of options for you if you would like to donate. Mm-hmm. We would appreciate it.
Yeah.
If you did.
We would all collectively appreciate it.
The whole station.
The deer would appreciate it outside.
I'm sure the deer.
They're rooting for us, really.
They are, because they show up all the time to support the station.
It's so sweet.
They're here for Fun Drive. So you should also come for Fun Drive.
Yes, please.
This is what I'm saying. So again, the phone number is 807-343-8881. Mm-hmm. And you can call us and donate some money.
Not us specifically, but someone. Someone will answer
Someone will answer the call, because we're on the radio right now. I don't know if you noticed. We're a bit busy, yeah. I know it seems like we don't do much on the radio, but it does take my full attention.
It doesn't take my full attention. Meg's doing more. I'm not doing much, but...
It's all good.
I'm here for moral support.
And if you... The person who donates the highest pledge during our show also will win a print from Randy Monteith.
Work.
It's posted on the CILU Instagram, a picture of the print, and we also posted it on our story.
And our personal Instagrams.
And yeah, I think I posted it on my personal
Instagram. You did, yes, that's how I found it, yeah.
Good stuff, excellent. Yeah, so go check that out. It's a really cool print, and all you have to do is donate, so you're already doing a good thing, and then you get to get something out of it, possibly, if you donate the most.
Love getting things.
It's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win, you know? That's all I'm saying.
Love that.
All right, so... International Women's Day.
Yes.
My favorite day.
Okay.
I'm going to say like top three. Yeah. I like this one. I really love Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Work.
And maybe Halloween. Mm. Maybe those are my top three days, I'm going to say.
One of my favorite days is the National Indigenous Peoples Day.
That's just a because, good day.
Just because of all of the angry tweets from Native people being like, you can come to my house and watch me eat popcorn.
For my day. Yeah. I love it. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's really funny. It's a funny day on Native Twitter.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Women's Day.
Women's Day, right. Back to the day.
That's today. Essentially, it's celebrating women, all their accomplishments, the way they contribute
the gals,
the way they contribute to the world and make it a better place.
Yeah. All kinds of gals.
All kinds of gals from all kinds of places doing all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just...
If you call yourself a gal, you're a gal. The end.
Exactly. No questions asked. There are no stipulations on identity. No. You're a gal if you say you're a gal.
Yeah.
End of story.
End of story. Perfect. Don't complicate things for me. I'm not doing it.
I will not do it. I've heard a lot of controversy about like people using the word women with an X instead of the E.
Yeah. So I posted on our Instagram page spelling it that way because I thought it was the more inclusive term.
Yeah.
Because that's what
Which makes sense because a lot of using X's in that way is intended to be inclusive and like a lot of the times it's to be more gender inclusive.
Yeah.
Like instead of using a Mr. or Mrs., you use an MX.
And or that's like folks.
Folks with an X. Yeah. So you would think it would be more inclusive.
I'm just trying my best. As we all are.
It happens. I think it's fine to use women with an X.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people take it to mean like that you're trying to include trans women in the word women somehow when... They are inherently already in there, but you're saying that they're like a different type of women, so they need a different word.
Yeah, so
which I can see the confusion about.
What I saw after I had posted this and thought absolutely nothing of it was on Twitter, somebody was saying that this was like co-opted by TERFs, like trans
Everything
exclusionary
gets co-opted by TERFs.
Radical feminists. Mm-hmm. But like, how am I to know?
I think you're. I don't think you are to know. It's more just like being aware of the fact that like. Here's the problem is everything you say is going to be interpreted by somebody else.
Yes.
And sometimes it's by somebody else that is misinterpreting what you're saying to the point of actually doing the opposite of what you're saying.
Yes. It's hard. Life is hard.
So, but at a certain point, you do have to like just let it
just
go
one.
Into the ether and then be like, I meant this. I know that people who know me understand this. And therefore, that's as far as I can go with it.
Right.
Because I cannot make myself responsible for every single person that reads everything I post. Because I will lose my mind.
Right.
Because not everyone's going to get what you say, whether it's your tone, your inflection, your spelling, whatever.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, you have to be like, I did my best to make a good point to be inclusive, to be a good person. And I think I did that to the best of my ability. And that's going to have to be the end of it, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
But be aware that that is a, like, a controversy thing. And, like, honestly, maybe look into it. Maybe I'm wrong and maybe it actually has just been fully co-opted and, like, people are, like, absolutely not using that anymore.
Yeah.
I don't personally know. I didn't do a ton of research on
it. I didn't know until 2 days ago, man. I was, like, just absolutely bumbling along.
I was just living free and easy. I thought everything was Gucci. It was not.
Things were not Gucci, Meg. Things were absolutely fake Gucci.
But you know what? We keep on trucking.
We keep on trying.
We're just going to keep on trying out here for these women's.
So, our question today.
Yes.
Who are your gal role models?
So many.
So many.
Pretty sure all of my role models are women at this point.
Okay. Work. I think so too.
A lot of, I don't know, like, you think about, like, when you were in school and people were like, these are inspirational people. And it was usually always a bunch of men.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, yeah, prime ministers and various other colonial stuff. I don't know. I just find that it was very like there's a single layer of what a successful person is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And their personal life doesn't matter. And they also only did this one thing.
Right.
And they're not like a multifaceted person or anything. It just really was very surface, very one note.
Yeah, like one definition of success.
Yeah, exactly. It was like you do this thing and become this kind of person with a title. And that makes you an important person or someone to look up to.
Yeah.
Whereas I find that a lot of the women that inspire me now are very multifaceted, are very, they deal with a bunch of different issues and they're not perfect people, but they are very, very interesting and very involved in the things that they care about.
Yeah.
So I just find that a lot more inspiring than the way I see a lot of these typical inspirational people depicted, because it's very one note, very unrelatable, I think. So a lot. There's a big long list. We can go through some of them. How about you?
My mom.
Love. Of my course. Mamie. We love Mamie.
My Mamie Pussycat. My granny. Just like a lot of basically my like female family members.
Yeah.
Just because they had to like overcome a lot and they didn't really like put themselves first. They kind of just like did what they had to do to ensure that like their kids and like their future generations would have a better starting point.
Totally.
Yeah. So I mean, like, they're my role models because everything I do is basically like because of them and for them.
Yeah. I'm allowed to do what I do now. Yeah. Because my grandma almost sunk on that boat.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, mine didn't almost sink on a boat, but
mine almost sank on a boat. Mine almost sank on a boat that just flew over, came over from Italy. Apparently.
Work.
Apparently. Could have just not been here at all, but.
Yeah, isn't that wild to think about?
Isn't it? You're just like, they were just in a huge regime.
Yeah.
Getting drafted to the army and like in huge bad stuff. And then they were like, I'm going to get out of here. And then just went on a boat to a new country all alone.
Mm-hmm. The scurvy, the rats. I think that's what I remember.
I mean,
from
because that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot. Yeah. The things they did for us are unbelievable. And then not only that, but then like being a woman in like the 1950s, like just being a wife, staying home, cleaning the house, making the food.
Yeah.
Like, and still doing that to this day.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. And like my grandmas grew up in like road allowance communities, which is basically like they lived in like shanty situations and like in ditches and stuff like that because we were kicked off our land.
Right.
So yeah, just like the fact that they hustled hard and like now I have like anything I could ever want, which is so cool. So yeah, I love them guys.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. They're like the best. It's not that far on in generations where you're like, I like that they got to see that. And it's not like I did all of this work and my kids basically ended up the same place I did. Like, no, my kids did so much stuff. And then their kids are doing so much stuff. It's really cool.
My mamie at my graduation was like, I literally cried. She made me stew this week and I cried eating it.
That's so nice. I love that lady. Honestly, grandparent soup, different.
It's made with love.
It's so different. I get my grandma's recipes all the time. Yeah. She, like, gives them to me. She's like, this is what you do. You do it like this. You do it like this. And I'm like, okay. And I make it and I'm like, listen, what didn't you tell me about the recipe? Because it doesn't taste the same. And I'm like, no, there's something. It's love in there. That's what it is. And it tastes different.
Yeah. My town, taught me how to make fudge. Mm. And this recipe is not written down. Like, it was, like, very specifically, right, like, just taught to each other. Mm-hmm. And so I'm one of the only people that knows how to make it. You think I can remember? Because no, because they taught me when I was 13.
You think I can remember?
I couldn't even boil water. And they were like, okay, so the secret family recipe. And I'm like, okay, sick. Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
I'll remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love but you recipes. Have it. It's in there.
Yep, it's in there somewhere.
It's in and amongst your brain
I
matter.
I know what the fudge is supposed to look like when it's boiling. And I will never forget that. How to get there? Not sure.
But
I know what it's supposed to look like, and that's what matters, Meg.
All right. We'll take it. We'll take that ancient knowledge. Love that. We'll absolutely take it.
Yeah, so I think we're going to talk about a couple gals that inspire us.
Yes.
Starting with Ariel Twist.
Yes. We love.
Yeah.
The Instagram is so good.
The Twitter
is so funny.
So good.
The Twitter is so good.
Yeah, always serving looks.
Mm-hmm.
So she is a Nehiyaw two-spirit trans woman. And she describes herself as reclaiming and harnessing ancestral magic and memories. She originally is from George Gordon First Nation in Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. She's an author, a multidisciplinary artist, really cool on Twitter.
Yep.
Like I mentioned, she called out Snotty Nose Rez Kids on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just so cool.
Which is, like, huge and brave because they have a really big following.
Yeah, so. It's hard, too, because, like, when you call people out within your own community, it's, like, we don't have that many, like, people to look up to kind of thing.
It's true.
In, like, the music, I guess, in that specific genre of music. So it's kind of hard to, like ruin that for some people. So
it's very brave. It can be hard. And, yeah. Especially because then you're having people from your own community be like, why would you do this? Like, you could have brought down horrible people who are white, because there's a million and a half of them, so like, who cares about this one bad person who's
it's definitely
doing this?
Hard
but it's brave to do
And she also has attended a residency at the Banff Center for Arts and Creativity. Has been published with them, Canadian Art, The Fiddlehead, Prism International, This Magazine, CBC Art, and has also been nominated for a Pushcart Prize and shortlisted in the National Magazine Awards, both of which happened in 2019.
Wow.
And she also just came out with her first collection of poetry, which is called Disintegrate, Dissociate.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a good title.
Yeah. I think I'm going to pick it up. So her poetry, multimedia pieces, and performances have been exhibited in art galleries countrywide, including the Khyber Center in Halifax, Toronto Media Arts Center in Toronto, galleries in Montreal, Halifax, Mississauga, another one in Halifax, and in Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And she describes herself this way. So, as an Indigenous two-spirit trans woman, I feel as though the dialogue I am cultivating is an extension of my ancestors/mentors, as well as a vision of the future and narratives to come. Writing and visual art have become a passion, lifeline in an othering world, and having the opportunity to prioritize the growth of my craft is a gift. Love that.
Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely go follow on Twitter and Instagram, because you can keep up with where all the art is being displayed, when the book is coming out, any kind of like book events that might be coming up.
Yeah.
All of that kind of stuff. So definitely.
And
get
she
on
also
that.
What's it called? Like, interacts with a lot of other cool people on social media. So it's a good way to like find other cool people to follow.
Which is the best.
Yeah.
And then you can watch instead of having to ask people questions that they don't want to answer. You can just absorb the knowledge. You can just absorb it. We want to remind you to call the line.
Yes.
807-343-8881.
That good number.
Give us that good number. Go online to LU Radio. Click the donate button. Donate through our secure link.
PayPal. Hooking you up.
We want those donations. We love to do this. We love to do a local radio show.
We're having a good time.
Who does a sex show on the radio? Nobody else that I know of.
Just us.
So
we're the only people talking about sex ever, forever.
The only ones who are doing it this like vehemently and often, I would argue. So
where else will you
if
get
you
this
donate,
kind of anger?
Where else will you get this kind of anger? Nowhere. I'll tell you that. That is for sure. So donate, and then we can keep doing this forever, in perpetuity. Maybe not.
Isn't
forever.
That something to look forward to?
Aren't you excited for forever? Can't wait. So exciting. We're gonna do you some little advertisements.
Yes.
A couple of tunes maybe. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Then we'll talk more about some women that really inspire us.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
This is the Fund Drive era, the dynasty, and you can donate online at luradio.ca/funddrive, or you can call our pledge line from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m., 343-8881 to donate. So, again, that's 343-8881 for our pledge line from 9 until 9, or you can do it online anytime you want, luradio.ca/funddrive, spelled F-U-N-D-D-R-I-V-E, CILU 102.7 FM.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
Girl, like boy. You know you need to come give me that.
Yeah.
He wanna hit from the back cause I'm thick. I like the fuck on him when I get lit. Yeah, tell me this poopy shit. Ay, oh, he so thirsty. Ride that like a horsey. He said, are you tired? I look back like, boy, yeah, let's have the sex talk, huh? Wanna see your body, take your clothes off, huh? I'ma buzz quick, keep your lips off, huh? Rock that ship till you blast off, hey, yeah. Let's have a sex talk, huh? Got a big boy, then pull it out, hey. Can you make it feel like the first time, huh? I don't get tired, let him wear that, hey, yeah. Feet up on the bed, ride it to the tip top. He like it doggy style, cause I make that a pop. He ain't never finna leave me, cause I got that drip drop. Said it's last still fucking like a robot. Hey, let's have a sex talk, huh? Wanna see your body, take your clothes off, huh? I'ma bust quick, keep your lips off, huh? Rock that ship till you blast off, hey, yeah. Let's have a sex talk, huh? Got a big boy, then pull it out, hey. Can you make it feel like the first time, huh? I don't get tired, let him wear that, hey, yeah. Got more milkshakes than Khalees. Ain't met a nigga who can handle me. I think I should be in museums, cause this body up masterpiece. Can I fuck you to a trap beat? He said, girl, you trying to trap me. Oh, hell no, no, I ain't. You can hit that door, here, go ahead, leave. Let's have a sex talk, huh? Wanna see your body, take your clothes off, huh? I'ma buzz quick, keep your lips off, hey. Rock that ship till you blast off, hey, yeah. Let's have a sex talk, huh? Got a big boy, then pull it out, hey. Can you make it feel like the first time, huh? I don't get tired, let him wear that, hey. Yeah, bad bitch tastes like cherry, kiwi. Real big, these double ditties. Ice on my neck, be real, VVs. Peanut butter inside, Reese's Pieces. He said it tastes like bubblegum. He eat it from the back to the front. I got green like I'm Buttercup. He say I got that little yummy yum.
Let's have a sex talk, huh? Wanna see your body, take your clothes off, huh? I'ma buzz quick, keep your lips off, huh? Rock that ship till you blast off, hey, yeah. Let's have a sex talk, huh? Got a big boy, then pull it out, hey. Can you make it feel like the first time, huh? I don't get tired, let him wear that, hey, yeah.
Hey, bad bitch tastes like cherry, kiwi, real big, double ladies. Mwah.
Oh, hello.
We back.
We back on 107 CILU.
That was such a long time.
That was such a long time.
I missed y'all.
I missed y'all. We played Chances by Kay Tronada and Shailia, Canadian artists.
Yeah.
We stand.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Oof. We'd be doing it.
And I found that one. Thank you very much.
Yes, Celine is the music director for the show, for this show. She really did it. She really did that for us. Also played Lil Bop by Megan Thee Stallion, a clean version.
Yes.
If you want the full version, you cannot get it here because it is not 10 p.m. We did dig Sex Talk because we're running a sex show.
Yeah.
So obviously, what could be more perfect? Sex Talk by Megan.
Absolutely nothing could be more perfect.
Absolutely nothing.
So, yeah. She made it for us, I think.
Her name's Megan.
Yes.
She is a tall stallion.
Yes.
She's making songs about sex talk.
I genuinely think I look like her. I don't think.
Yeah.
You think I'm delusional?
No, I don't think you're delusional.
No, I think I'm delusional. But I do think I look like her. Just feels great to have another tall gal.
Another tall gal who's thick? Yes. Yes. Correct.
Yes,
this
work.
Is all excellent.
Shoulders come through.
I think you're correct. I think you do have, like, you do guys look alike.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's especially in the body. It really
lie
is.
To me.
It's
lie
true.
To me.
Forever and always. I have to make up for the fact that I didn't talk to you for 3 days because I didn't talk to anyone because I couldn't talk. But anyway.
Keep gassing me up forever, Meg.
Moving on. Women's Day. Oh, yeah. By the way, you do have to call the...
The number.
The number. 807-343-8881.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one. Call it. Donate to us. It doesn't have to be a lot.
Tattoo it on your forehead.
Tattoo it on your forehead. Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Tell everybody. Donate online if you want to, if you don't feel like calling somebody. I know a lot of people have phone anxiety.
Right. Facts.
Donate online if you want to. You don't have to donate a lot. $20. What's that?
That's like $10. $10 gets you access.
$5.
Gets you access to CILU programmer curated mixes through Spotify. Love that. $50 lands you a special edition t-shirt, which commemorates 15 years of CILU, and a playlist.
Custom t-shirt. You can only get it through FunDrive.
Work.
And you get access to the playlist.
We love special edition.
We do.
$100. If you're feeling generous.
If you really love local radio.
Mm-hmm. You get the t-shirt.
Mm.
You get the mix. You also get a special edition coffee mug.
You can be rocking all day, all night. In your CILU swag.
Just real big
for
fans.
For $100.
That's like...
And then you also still get to listen to your favorite show.
Yeah. And you're just...
You're winning, winning,
good
winning.
Good karma.
Good karma comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure someone will probably stop karma you in the street around. And ask where you got that great t-shirt.
Yes.
Someone at work is going to steal your mug probably because it's going to be great.
Probably. Yeah.
I'm just saying. There's a lot of winning that could happen. Your winning potential.
Exactly.
So give us a call.
Anyways.
Give us an email. So it's anyways, International Women's
back
Day.
Back to the gals. Back to the gals.
Back to the gals. We love the gals.
So another gal who I love.
Yes.
Fellow Métis gal.
Yes.
Which honestly, like, we need them Métis heroes because.
Gotta have, because there are some things not so good in the world right now.
Right. Anyways, let's skip on past that because it's positivity today.
Heck yeah.
I'm trying something new.
Yes, yes.
So Christy Belcourt, visual artist, loves Mother Earth, loves the traditions.
Again, great on social media. Like, this is the thing. There's all these people who are doing this amazing art, and you're like, wow, visually incredible.
Yes.
And I feel like when I think of people who do amazing art, I'm always like, they live in the woods. They don't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
They don't have the internet or television. They're just always doing their art. Yeah. No, she's also on the internet being hilarious.
I feel like that's a native thing, but like.
You know what? That could be true. You might be right.
I'm like, it's because we're Native.
It's just a little Native thing. And you know what? That could be true. I would not be shocked. But yeah, she's incredible online as well.
Yeah.
She's very informative.
Super cool. Amazing prints. Did we go together to her art show? No.
I don't think so.
No. I went with myself. Did I go with myself? I think I went with myself.
That's
love
nice.
That for me.
Good
That's
for you.
Well done, me.
Very well done. Feel your Métis spirit. I love
it. Yeah, it was really cool. Anyways, moving on, since we didn't do that together. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so not only can you buy her prints,
you can,
which are
beautiful.
Incredible.
Yeah.
She also is one of three people who run the Onaman Collective.
Oh, yeah.
Which basically is different, like, merch items.
Okay.
Or, like, different... Yeah, merch or like prints, stuff like that. There's like phone cases, tote bags, et cetera,
yeah.
With either her prints or like Isaac Murdoch's prints.
Yes.
There's another person. Oof.
Ken
Aaron Consmo? Something like that. I'm so sorry, Aaron. But 100% of the proceeds go towards supporting language revitalization camps and like land-based learning camps.
Huge.
And not just like for kids, for elders too.
Cool.
So like if, you know, they didn't have the opportunity to learn their language because, you know, colonialism, then they too can learn. And it's just like amazing.
That's a cool project.
Yeah, it's super dope. And white people can... support and show their allyship
by buying something, and then you also
and then
get
you
to
also
support.
Get a thing. Amazing. Just like Fun Drive.
It's all winning. We're all winning when we donate to
we're
good
all
causes
winning.
Is what we're saying.
Yeah. So Christy Belcourt, amazing, super cool. She, a lot of people think or like credit her for sort of coming up with this specific dot art
style
of painting.
Yes.
It's like a bit contentious. I don't really know the for sure answer. Did she create it? Did she not? But she's like the one doing it the most, I would say.
Sure. The most well known for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So there's that.
Amazing.
She also was the lead coordinator for Walking With Our Sisters, which was a community-driven project that honors missing and murdered Indigenous women.
Incredible.
She also had a project that commemorated residential school survivors and their families and communities.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find it really cool that she uses art to, like not only heal, but, like, educate.
Yeah.
Which is something that, like, I'm trying to do with, like, my own research. So I kind of, like... connect with her on that one, you know.
Yeah
She's also worked with like the Gabriel Dumont Institute not only to do like visual art but also like create educational resources and stuff like that. She's also from Lac-Saint-Anne, which where my family is like from.
Yeah,
kind of. My family's very big, but like that's one of the places we're from. And one of my family members is in her bio.
Oh, wow.
Because he helped like with all the records keeping and stuff like that for her family and stuff.
Oh,
so
wow.
Like a lot of her family photos came from like a Belrose, which is like my family.
Incredible.
Super cool.
That's so
I know. I'm like, oh my gosh, are we like kind of related or
do we have a connection?
Are we like cousins or
I love that.
Yeah. She also won the Influential Women of Northern Ontario Award for her community work this past summer.
Wow.
Her painting Water Song was turned into fabric for a Valentino collection in 2015.
Just throw that one on in there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Super cool. And then she also was with the folks at the Tyandinaga Tyendinaga?
Yeah.
Tyendinaga blockade. I think she was there not only as like a legal observer, but also like to witness and then to help mediate.
Love that.
Yeah. And like Métis, which is kind of like cool because Métis people were used as like mediators in times of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's just kind of like.
So it's like ancient historical cool duties.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
I don't think
back.
That's why they picked her, but like,
it's no,
just
but
like
that
kind
is still
cool.
kind of like a cool reflection yeah. of history. That's yeah. really neat. I love
yeah,
that.
I really like her.
Wow.
Yeah. She's super dope. And like, I wish that she was my mom, but like, I also love my mom.
She's
but,
such
like,
a like Twitter mom too. Cause yeah. I follow so many like young Indigenous artists yeah. online and she'll always like comment on their stuff and be like, this is dope. This is great.
Yeah,
I love this
yeah.
so much. Like, or like, if people are going through a hard time, she's like, we're here for you. We support yeah. you. Like, I love when like, more experienced artists who have so much success
mm-hmm.
are like supporting younger artists who might not have like commercial success
yeah.
but might have like some kind of cult following.
Yeah.
I find that so cool and she's really involved, which
yeah.
is so awesome.
And also she makes available I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, but like the Protect Our Water, like the
mm-hmm. The graphic.
What is it called? Yeah. Like protest or like activism art. She
yes.
makes like it available for free. Like
yeah, she says like you can use
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can print mm-hmm. it off or like use those images like they're for like community organizing. She doesn't like take any profit, so that's really cool.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Yeah,
I love it.
Amazing. Incredible. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So go make sure you support her on Ottoman Collective and then support CILU
and then support us.
Yeah, support,
give a little
support
there,
everyone
a little here.
Yeah,
there's enough to go around.
If you're feeling generous,
do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. You can win a painting.
Just go wild.
It's everything.
Yeah.
343-888-1 call
yes.
us.
Okay.
Okay.
Next.
Hit me with it.
Another Métis girl.
This is what the show's about. This is what the show's about.
Listen, Meg, I don't have a lot of time in my life where I can just talk about things. And
this
is all I want to talk about.
This is your area. Go off.
No, but to be honest, like, these are my role models because, yeah, the women in my family don't necessarily identify as being Métis.
Okay.
So... while they are my role models, I kind of like need strong Indigenous
women. It's almost
women
like a direct blueprint.
Yeah.
It's like, I am of your same cultural background
yeah.
and I have done these things within
yeah.
our community and for our community,
yeah.
which is what you want to do.
Which is what I want to
do. So this is very much a like, here's a direct blueprint
yeah.
of what you can do, how you can become involved and how it will then make you a super cool, awesome person.
Yeah.
So
and like
totally
everybody
makes
needs
sense.
People to look up to. So like...
And the more similar
Let
they are
live.
To you, the more it seems like you can achieve your goals.
Yeah.
That's so true. That's why we need, like, to see women of all different races and all different experiences
yes.
doing everything. Because then little girls who are Métis or Black or whatever they may be
mm-hmm.
can be like, oh, a woman who literally looks like me
yeah.
did the thing. That means I can do the thing.
Exactly.
So
Thank
go
you.
Off. Yes. What I'm saying is, yes, we're talking about Métis women and that's happening.
Let me live.
End
of
story.
We don't have a lot of time. We don't get a lot of spaces to talk, so.
We're taking this one. We're taking the show by force.
Okay, Maria Campbell, legend.
Ooh, yes.
Author, playwright, activist, professor, broadcaster, filmmaker,
Ooh.
Respected elder.
Love.
Yeah. Also a mentor.
Okay.
She mentored Kim Anderson. I'm pretty sure she also mentored Christy Belcourt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's fluent in Cree.
Wow.
Soto. Michif.
Wow.
English.
Language.
So that's four.
Acquisition
right?
is unreal. People
yeah.
who can acquire multiple languages are like big brain in it. They
yeah.
are galaxy minding above anyone else. It's
yeah.
incredible.
So I was reading a bit about her, and I'm pretty sure her first language was either Cree or Michif.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately, she was put into a residential school.
Mm-hmm.
And so she learned English, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she makes a point to make her writings available in, like, multiple languages and stuff like that.
Love that.
So,
that's huge mm-hmm. work, too. That's a lot.
Yeah. So she also... authored a few children's books
mm.
which I'm gonna get for my new baby that's coming.
So excited,
auntie. Yeah, so just super dope. She won the Pierre Elliott Trudeau Foundation Fellowship. Distinguished Canadian Award 2006. What else? Gabriel Dumont, Medal of Merit.
Wow.
Order of the Sash. One day, there's maybe
like,
I'll win
I would just
it.
Like to tell you there's an entire list here. It's like 15, 20 things long.
Yeah. And she like overcame so much. It's like absolutely huge
adversity
wild.
To overcome yeah, and then win like all of these awards. Yeah.
So like, she was like, not only was she a survivor of the residential school system,
yeah.
She also was a survivor of domestic abuse.
Wow.
She ended up having to engage in like survival sex work.
Mm-hmm.
And then just totally like, I don't even know, like
thrived yeah. from the ashes.
And it's like a incredible. Mom and a grandma and like going off. Like it's just
wow.
Do the most. And I love it. Just love it.
Incredible. Yeah. I love it so much.
She has a autobiography mm-hmm. that was published. It's called Halfbreed.
Yes.
And originally it was published like in a very censored way. Mm-hmm. So they kind of took out like a bunch of stuff that happened because they were like, it's too depressing. Like this is not
they're like, we want a really happy story.
And everyone was like, .. So I guess like the critical or the criticism that came out after it came out was like, this isn't authentic.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like, well.
Well, no, it isn't because they cut out my stuff. Yeah.
Like, how is this my fault?
Yeah.
And so there was this like whole thing where they found the missing papers where she was sexually assaulted at 14 by RCMP officers.
Okay.
And so it was actually what is it called? Republished? What is it called? Like when it comes out again?
Reissued?
Yeah, maybe. It came out again. Yeah. Is what I mean to say.
They did like a new version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's a foreword either by Kim Anderson or Christy Belcourt. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it includes the incident about her sexual assault by the RCMP officers, which, yeah, definitely needs to be told.
It's part of her story.
Yeah.
So it absolutely should be in
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So check her out. Check
incredible.
Her work out.
Yeah.
Amazing. She has some kids' books. So if you have kids in your life.
Great.
Great gifts.
Or if you're an adult yourself,
yeah,
go read the book.
If you could learn language that way,
that's actually a great way to yeah. learn a language, by reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Let me do that. let me commit some time to that.
Let me acquire a language real yeah. quick. That's
yeah.
funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, what else? What else? What else?
What else?
What else? Josephine Mandelman.
Ooh, yes.
Go off. Not Métis. Okay. So fine. I branched out a bit.
That's okay.
I branched out just a little bit, but she is Indigenous. So did I branch out that much? Not really. No, I did not.
Not that much, but you know.
But that's fine. So Josephine was a grandmother, an elder, was one of the founding members of the Water Protectors Movement.
Wow.
Survivor of the residential school system. She walked around 25,000 miles around the shorelines of all the Great Lakes and all other waterways of North... Not, sorry, not all other. Sorry, just other waterways of North America. Not all other.
She walked around all the water.
She never stopped walking. Anyways.
All of it. She hasn't stopped. She's still walking.
I'm so sorry, Josephine. I'm so sorry. So while she walked, she was carrying a bucket of water to bring awareness to the need to protect the waters from pollution.
Wow.
So she was from Wiki unceded territory, but spent much of her life here in Thunder Bay.
Wow.
During her time in Thunder Bay, she served as an executive director of Beendigan. Big stan of Beendigan.
We love.
Like, don't even let me go off about it. Anyways, mm-hmm. and also Anwa.
Mm-hmm.
So the Water Walk movement began in 2003, after she became concerned over the pollution happening, to the lakes and rivers all across Turtle Island. So Josephine was presented with a prophecy from an elder, in 2000 that warned that the water will cost as much as gold by the year 2030. So for the Anishinaabe, water is associated with Mother Earth, and it is the responsibility of grandmothers to lead other women in praying for and protecting the water.
Wow.
So after the initial walk around Lake Superior in 2003, the spring became the annual time for the walks to begin, as it symbolizes regrowth and renewal of the earth. And there's actually still water walks that happen in the area,
mm-hmm.
But it's like kind of like a protected sort of thing. So you kind of like, it's like you kind of have to like know somebody, or like it's sort of guarded,
right?
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, like it's for a specific community. It's ceremony. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. not like just a, it's not a parade. It's not a,
yeah,
yeah, like it's,
yeah, it's ceremony.
It's serving a purpose. It's not just we're walking because everybody walks for something. It's mm-hmm. like this has specific purpose and meaning, and so we only want people
who were involved to be involved. That makes sense to me.
So she completed her last water walk in the summer of 2017. She received the Anishinaabeg Nation Lifetime Achievement Award, the Lieutenant Governor's Ontario Heritage Award, Governor General Emeritus Service Decoration, honors from Native Women's Association of Canada and ANWA. In 2019, the Great Lakes Guardian Council honored her water protection work. And in 2019, the City of Thunder Bay recognized the work of Mandement as part of Women's History Month, which is so cool.
Which is now.
Yeah.
Sick.
And also, she is Autumn Peltier's great aunt.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That totally makes sense it as tracks. Well.
The story tracks.
I love that Autumn Peltier is so, like, inspiring as, like, a young girl. Mm-hmm. Like, shouldn't have to be, but is.
Yeah.
And is so doing it for everyone.
Yeah.
So impressive.
Yeah. So dope. Love that.
Ugh.
Love everything.
Love it all.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
And local, kind of-ish.
Yeah.
Like, region-ish.
Regional. We'll call it regional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, so, Josephine definitely inspired a lot of people, not just Autumn, but lot of people.
The walk
mm-hmm.
is like a whole ceremony mm-hmm. that she started. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Really be doing it, eh?
People really be out here doing that.
Doing lots.
Doing all that stuff. I would like to talk about a woman I think is super cool.
Yes, go
and
off.
And still, like, I can't believe this woman's still alive. You know when you think people were alive so long ago
mm-hmm.
and, like, did this all this amazing stuff and then, like, passed away and now, like, we're living in a post-them society?
Is she
still around.
Is she Métis?
No.
Okay, don't want to talk about it. I'm just kidding.
She's Mohawk.
Okay, carry on. So yes, go for it.
You know, Cantonetta Horn.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yes.
Mohawk political activist, civil servant, and for a fashion model.
Yes. She's beautimous.
Pictures of her now her because she looks incredible. Mm-hmm. Pictures of her then because she also looks incredible. And pictures of her daughters because they look incredible. It's unreal.
Ageless.
It should not
we
be
We age in elf years. Bye-bye.
That's what I'm saying. Basically, was a huge activist in the 1960s and 70s,
mm-hmm.
which it's not popular now to be an activist for Indigenous rights, but like... Mm. Back then, it was even less popular and even less well known.
Right.
Basically, that
you
honestly,
were, you were really doing the.
You were really doing it, and also something. Like I feel like probably in Canada too, but less so. But in the States, they essentially were like, "Oh, Native people don't exist.
Mm.
Like we killed them all off, and they don't exist anymore because we took all of their land." Or
yeah,
something.
Like a lot of people don't know about the American Indian movement or like the Red Power
so
movement.
So like at this time, she's basically being like, "No, we exist, and you keep doing this stuff to us, and we do not appreciate it."
Yeah.
She basically advocated for Native separatism. Huge. Mm-hmm. Very controversial take.
Yeah, love it.
The Mohawk are all about those controversial honestly, takes. And you know what? I'm with them.
Meg, every show is just going to be me being like, can I be Mohawk?
It's so real. She was also involved in the Oka crisis.
Mm.
And her daughter is actually in a famous picture. Her daughter is holding her other daughter in that famous picture of someone getting bayoneted in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
That's her daughter.
Yes.
Who's in the picture.
It's Tio?
No, Tio's the little one.
Yeah, the little.
Yeah, Tio's the little one bean. In the picture. Yeah. And then, what's her name? Her other daughter is something with a W.
Mm.
I Googled them all, and they're all in different sets. Wanique.
Okay.
Wanique is the bigger
one. Oh, yeah, I follow Wanique. Okay.
Wanique also competed in the Olympics for water polo.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, each member of the family is, like,
Mohawk
so
excellent.
Incredible.
I can't even.
And, like,
I can't even.
Intense.
I need to up my game, man. I just...
No, it's unreal. But, yeah, Cantonetta and Canieto host a podcast called Coffee with My Ma, where basically Tio talks to her mom about, like, her experiences, and each episode has like a title that would blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like I talked to Ma about Marlon Brando, I talked to Ma about whatever. It's super cool. It's a really good podcast you should definitely check out. But she's done all kinds of amazing stuff. She acted in a couple short films. In 2002 she gave a speech at the You Are on Native Land conference at McGill University that was titled How Canada Violated the BNA Act to Steal Native Land, The Forgotten Arguments of Dashaka. Just so cool. They've also, I know I've seen Tio. I don't know if I've seen her ma. Actually, I did see her ma. They were at some of the blockades in support of Wet'suwet'en.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's still protesting.
Yeah.
Still hugely involved.
Yeah.
Doing it.
Yeah.
And it's super cool. So
it's super cool.
Isis is a super cool woman, and I think it's wild that she's just like
Native women, honestly.
She's just around chilling and still protesting.
Like, still looking flawless also.
Her hair is incredible. It's that great shade of gray.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. Mm. Can you imagine? Also Buffy St. Marie doing it.
Still. Again.
Yeah.
Looks the same also.
Looks the same.
Buffy St. Marie looks the same as she has looked forever. Mm. She's born in the 40s.
Yeah. And like such a cool activist with like such a long... Like, how would you not get tired? You know what I mean?
I would get tired.
I'm tired now, dude.
Like, dude, like, I'm tired and I'm 25. How are you still doing this?
I went to one march and I'm like, I'm so tired. I need a break.
I know. It's wild.
Yeah, it's, like, exhausting. But that's, like, I was listening to the Call Her Auntie podcast.
Yeah.
And it was, like, the only reason we've existed this long as Native people is because Native women just, like, put their head down and kept pushing. And I was like, literally, that's why we still are here is because of Native women.
Yeah, so true. All right.
Fun drive.
Fun drive. It was Women's Day. We loved it. Call us 343-8881. Donate your money.
Tweet us.
Tweet us at Having
Talk
Sex
to us.
Show. Instagram's Having Sex Show.
Send us screenshots of you donating.
Yeah, let us know that you donated. We'll tweet you. We'll follow you on Twitter and on Instagram. Just let us know.
We'll send you some specific content
we'll do
that
it.
You might like.
We'll let us know. Send us
You'll
a message.
Have to find out.
You'll find out. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Reporting live from the eye of the Fund Drive storm, you can donate online at luradio.ca/funddrive or call our pledge line from 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. 343-8881. Once again, online anytime you like, you can donate luradio.ca/funddrive, and that's spelled FUNDDRIVE, or call the pledge line from 9 till 9, 343-8881, CILU 102.7 FM. All right.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University.